Blackstone Audio presents I Will Fear No Evil by Robert A. Heinlein. To Rex and Kathleen. Chapter 1. The room was old-fashioned, 1980 Baroque, but it was wide, long, high, and luxurious. Near simulated view windows stood an automated hospital bed. It looked out of place, but was largely concealed by a magnificent Chinese screen. 40 feet from it, a boardroom table also failed to match the decor. At the head of this table was a life-support wheelchair. Wires and tubings ran from it to the bed. Near the wheelchair, at a mobile steno desk, crowded with directional mics, voice typewriter, clock calendar, controls, and the usual ancillaries, a young woman sat. She was beautiful. Her manner was that of the perfect, unobtrusive secretary, but she was dressed in a current, exotic mode, half and half, right shoulder and breast and arm concealed in jet-black knit, left leg sheathed in a scarlet tight, panty ruffle in both colors joining them, black sandal on the scarlet side, red sandal on her bare right foot. Her skin paint was patterned in the same scarlet and black. On the other side of the wheelchair was an older woman, garbed in a nurse's conventional white pantyhose and smock. She ignored everything but her dials and a patient in the chair. Seated around the table were a dozen-odd men, most of them in spectator sports style, affected by older executives. Cradled in the life-support chair was a very old man. Except for restless eyes, he looked like a poor job of embalming. No cosmetic help.